Long before the U.S. military set foot in Afghanistan, a group of young Americans served there as members of the Peace Corps. For nearly two decades, starting in the 1960s, volunteers taught in schools and worked with farmers, engineers, and civil servants. Over the weekend, a group of those volunteers held a reunion to reminisce about their time in Afghanistan and to reflect on events there today. Steve Zind of Vermont Public Radio has their story.
Time has thinned their ranks a little, and health problems keep some from traveling. But still, about 20 former Peace Corps members gathered just down the road from where they did their training in the fall of 1964.
It's only been, what, 46 years?
They brought old photos with fresh-faced versions of themselves set against the tall, jagged mountains of Afghanistan. And they dusted off their language skills.
Kachalu pawichandas. How much are potatoes? Angur pawichandas. How much are grapes?
Most of the group spent 2 years in Afghanistan, and even after lives filled with careers and families, those 24 months loom large.
Well, it was the highlight of my life, actually. I mean, it was just a special time that I'll never forget.
Barbara Hanley taught school in Jalalabad. That's where she met and married a volunteer from another Peace Corps group. The only civil ceremony available to them was a traditional one performed by a local mullah.
In which case, I didn't actually have to be present for my wedding. I had a representative who bargained for me.
You haven't changed a bit.
How are you doing?
Good.
It was Bob Steiner's job to keep an eye on the young volunteers. Steiner was the director of the Peace Corps in Afghanistan. He says everywhere they traveled, they were welcomed by the Afghan people.
It was just a great place. You could travel any place in the country without fear at all.
But Steiner and the others know that their memories and the images in the old photos reflect another time.
The Afghanistan that I knew and knew well is gone.
David McGaffey says before he joined the Peace Corps, he had his life all mapped out. He planned to return home and lead a quiet existence as a university professor in the Midwest. His Peace Corps experience changed that. McGaffey embarked on a career in the Foreign Service and returned to Afghanistan in the 1970s as the economic officer at the U.S. Embassy. As he watches events unfold in Afghanistan today, he's worried that policymakers and the American people fail to understand the country.
We're indulging in a lot of simplistic thinking. We see lines on a map and we think, oh, that's a country. Afghanistan is not a country. It's a loose collective of semi-independent states.
Another of the volunteers says people seem to have little interest in learning more about a country that dominates the news and where American troops are at war. Len Oppenheim says his Afghanistan experience tends to be a conversation stopper.
Most people don't want to know about it. They say, oh, you were in Afghanistan? Or if they find out, I say yes, and that's the end of the conversation.
The Peace Corps mission in Afghanistan ended with the 1979 killing of the U.S. ambassador. In all, more than 1,600 Peace Corps volunteers served in Afghanistan. For NPR News, I'm Steve Zind in Colchester, Vermont.